Grover glanced over his shoulder. I don't know about that.
Just watch the tail, Grover. Keep your eyes on the tip. Yeah, that's better. Think of how much fun it would be.
Pete was purring now. He brought the tip of his tail under Grover's chin and wound it around his nose.
Maybe so. You don't think it'd be disrespectful, do you?
My heavens, no. All you have to do is play Rufus. I'll do Hanky's lines. Just try to imagine that you're a Doberman pincher.
Well, all right. If you're sure, I just hope Hank doesn't catch us.
Pete rubbed on Grover's leg.
No one'll be any the wiser. Now, make up your lines in verse and get into character. Here, watch me. I'll do the Hank walk.
He puffed himself up and started swaggering around. Struck me as a real poor acting job. I mean, it was perfectly obvious that he wasn't imitating me. What we had there was a classic example of how a dumb cat can play a dumb part and still come out looking dumb.
And you see, I've got my eyes crossed and I'll start running into things.
Grover tried not to laugh.
Oh, that's not very nice, but it is kind of funny.
Pete ran into a post, grabbed his nose, and yowled and rolled over on his back.
You're on, Rufus. Say your lines.
Grover walked over to him, kind of stiff-legged, and here are the immortal words that came out of his mouth.
My name is Roof, and I've come with proof that cow dogs are a silly invention. Now get off the ground, let's go round and round, and chew on my bone of contention.
Pete grinned and nodded.
Very good, very good. You're a bloomin' poet, Grover. Do some more, only this time make it a little...
He studied his claws.
Nastier.
Well, I don't know. I guess I could try. Let's see here. I'm a Doberman pincher, and I don't wear dentures. I'm big, and I'm mean, and I'm rude. You think you're hot stuff, so get off your duff. Hot stuff is my favorite food.
Excellent, excellent. Pete tapped his paws together. You're getting the hang of it now.